Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast, building confidence through radio.
Hello, I'm Kaylin. Welcome to the 4P's Short Break Takeover. We have locked the adults out of the studio. We have lots of great music and interesting chat before we have to give Vectis Radio back to the adults at 6 p.m. Stay tuned and be entertained.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny and a gentle breeze, highs of 25, lows of 16. Tuesday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 26, lows of 16. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 25, lows of 14. Thursday we can expect sunny and a gentle breeze, highs of 23, lows of 14. And Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 24, lows of 16. This weather is subject to change. Stay tuned to Vectis Radio FM 104.6.
In local news this week, the next phase in an island-wide review of traffic regulations has been announced. The Isle of Wight Council is publishing proposed minor changes to on-road parking in Ryde, Fishbourne, Brading, Bembridge, St Helens, Wootton and Seaview, and as well as being able to make comments by the usual letter or email, residents will now be able to do so online on the local authority's website. The plans were drawn up and agreed with the police before consultation took place with town and parish councils as well as local councillors at the end of 2021. The original designs were amended to reflect the feedback given where possible, and now a formal consultation is to be launched in the area before any decisions are taken. The eastern neighbourhoods that form part of the current consultation are the second phase of a six-part island-wide review of local traffic regulations. It is also possible to obtain a copy of the changes by emailing pfi@iow.gov.uk. This is also the email address to send any comments on the proposals. Meanwhile, the Woodland Trust is urging visitors to its woods to bin the barbecues this summer and avoid the catastrophic impact of fires on wildlife and nature. Throughout the UK and here on the island, people are being told to resist the temptation of beach fires and forest barbecues after millions of pounds worth of damage to woodland in the last 5 years. Popular island spots for such activities include beaches at Fishbourne, Woodside, Compton, St Helens and Bembridge, amongst many more. Many summer wildfires are started accidentally by lighting fires or disposable barbecues, but one stray spark or an abandoned pile of dying embers can have horrendous consequences for the countryside, decimating wildlife and causing long-lasting damage. Finally, a board game cafe in Newport has been voted as one of the best of its kind in the country. Snacks and Ladders of St James's Street in Newport were voted in the top 12 board game cafes in the UK after a ranking list was compiled by popular industry outlet Dicebreaker. The cafe boasts a library of over 600 games and serves snacks, hot food, desserts and drinks. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
This is James with the theatre guide for this month. At Medina Theatre we have Isle of Wight Symphony Orchestra on Saturday 9th of July, Miss Asian Queen Isle of Wight on Saturday 23rd of July, Roy Chubby Brown on Saturday 30th of July. At Shanklin Theatre we have Beyond the West End 2022, every Thursday in July. Theatre Train presents The Little Mermaid Saturday 9th and Sunday 10th of July, The Wall of Floyd, Friday, 15th of July. Hello Again, a tribute to Neil Diamond, Saturday, 16th of July. Into the Woods Musical, Tuesday, 26th and Wednesday, 27th of July. The History of Rock, Friday, 29th July. Jack Up Events presents the Music of Northern Soul Live on Saturday, the 30th of July. For more information, including showtimes and ticket prices, make sure to check the theatre websites. That's all for now. This is Jane from Vectis Radio.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Tom Hanks, who's a movie actor, Richard Wilson, who's a movie actor, and Camilla Furlough, who's a reality star. Do you know how old these people are or which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned to find out. Bye for now.
Hi, my name's Cassidy, and here's Juicy Fruitcake. It's prepared in 2 minutes and you can cook it in 2.5 minutes. 4 tablespoons of orange and mango smoothie or other fruit smoothies. 1 tablespoon slightly salted butter, very soft. 1 tablespoon super fine sugar. 1 egg. 1 tablespoon safe as in flour. Ice and sugar for dusting. Put the butter fruit smoothie into a 200ml microwave safe mug and microwave on full power for 30 seconds. Stir in the sugar, egg and flour and beat together until smooth. Microwave on full power for 2 minutes. Serve dusted with a little icing sugar.
Hello, this is Blake with your gig guide for this week. For Monday, we have got Jazz Jam, which is a ticketed event at Key Art Newport, 7:30 p.m. Bob Howarth's Big Bang at Rollstone Bandstand, Shanklin, 7:45 p.m. Wednesday, we've got Platform One Presents, which is a ticketed event at Strings Bars and Venue, Newport, 7 p.m. Jim Thorne's Jazz Session, which is a ticketed event at Moncton Arts, Ryde, 7 p.m. Open Mic Night at Railway Inn at Ryde at 8:30 p.m. Sandown and Shanklin Military Band at Rylestone Bandstand, 8 p.m. Tea Dance at Broadway Centre at Sandown, 2 p.m. Along the Shore Part 2, which is a ticketed event at Ventnor Arts Club, 7:30 p.m. And for Thursday, we've got The Optimists, which is a ticketed event at Strings Bar and Venue, 9 p.m. And Vectis Brass, which is at Rylestone's Bandstand, at 8 p.m. And Beyond the West End, which is a ticketed event at Shanklin Theatres, 8:15 p.m. This is Blake with your gig guide for this week.
In local news this week, major traffic disruption will be coming to a main route out of Ryde later this month as Island Roads will work to repair and strengthen a section of wall on Queen's Road. The work along a 40-metre section of the retaining wall will mean Queen's Road will need to be made one way heading into the town for up to 10 weeks during the busiest time of year for summer holidays. Traffic leaving Ryde will have to do so via Argyle Street for the duration of the project. Urgent work is needed following the collapse of a section of the wall that retains the highway. Without repair and strengthening, there is a danger the footway and eventually the carriageway would be undermined. Island Roads Senior Project Manager Jason Bolter has said, "Given the condition of the wall, which will only get worse, it is important to undertake the repairs and strengthening as soon as possible." Meanwhile, UK Oil and Gas, who last year were refused planning permission for oil exploration well in Arrowton, has given up their right to explore and produce oil and gas on the island. UKOG announced earlier this year that they would not appeal the planning committee's decision to refuse the application, which attracted thousands of objections. Now the company's chief executive has revealed in his latest statement that they have relinquished the PEDL 331 license awarded back in 2016. The statement reads, "The company decided not to appeal the decision by the Isle of Wight Council to refuse UKOG's planning application for the appraisal, drilling and flow testing of the Arrowton oil discovery. The company has subsequently relinquished the associated PEDL 331 license. And finally, the NHS will trial the use of drones to deliver life-saving chemotherapy drugs to the Isle of Wight within half an hour. Doctors believe the pilot scheme, which will ferry the drugs from a hospital in Portsmouth to the island, could be the first step towards same-day delivery for the health service. It is hoped that drones will enable doctors to order drugs and medical equipment from anywhere in the country for delivery that day. In the trial, chemotherapy drugs will be delivered from a pharmacy at Portsmouth Hospital's University NHS Trust to St Mary's Hospital on the Isle of Wight. The drone will cut delivery times from 4 hours to 30 minutes, as one flight will replace two car journeys and one hovercraft or ferry journey per delivery. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycock-Sotall.
Hello, I'm Ophelia. Now, remember I talked about all these people having their birthdays, and now I'm going to tell you their ages and their years of birth. Tom Hanks, who was born in 1956, who's 65. Richard Wilson, who was born in 1936, who's 85. And finally, Camilla Furlough, who was born in 1989, who's 32. That's it for your celebrity birthdays. I have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays for this week. Number 1. Embrace Your Geekness Day on Wednesday the 13th of July encourages everyone to celebrate their interest in science, comic books, music, gaming, and pop culture. Being called a geek used to be regarded as an insult, and people used the term to make fun of each other for years. That is no longer the case though. It appears that geeks have overtaken the world as a result of our technological civilization, and being dubbed one is now seen as a badge of honour. This holiday is all about enjoying yourself, so do what you like without caring about what other people think. Number 2. Pandemonium Day on Thursday the 14th of July is a day when people can get out of the ruts they've let themselves get into and do something extraordinary. Every aspect of our lives is somewhat chaotic, and it's this disarray that tends to make most individuals feel like they can't keep it together. It's not necessary for such to be the case at all. Fortunately, people can learn how to take responsibility for life's ambiguity and make positive use of it. People can let go of the expectations they put on themselves for the rest of the year on this day because the usual rules don't apply. And finally, Toss Away the Could-Haves and Should-Haves Day on Saturday the 16th of July is an opportunity to live life to the fullest without looking back. This holiday is the day to gather up all of the things that should have and could have happened in the past and throw them in the bin. After that is finished, move on from the past and try to live your life to the utmost. You can enjoy this holiday by forgiving people, letting go of old grudges, finding a job you love, smiling more, and working hard now while dreaming about the future. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
So, we got our game that we're going to talk about. We are going to talk about
Fall Guys.
If you haven't heard of Fall Guys, you're living under a rock.
Murder beans.
Yeah, so basically, your little bean things competing in this, like, Wipeout kind of thing, if you've ever watched Wipeout. Or it's kind of like Squid Games as well, if you've ever watched
Squid
Games.
Basically,
there's like you go into a lobby with 60 people.
And then you go through loads of
you go through, like, courses and mini, like, race course, mini games and all that, and you've got to qualify to go through. And basically, the last person, when there's very few people left, there's this one course where the last person to survive wins the game. So basically, it's just like
a party game.
Yeah, it's like a
battle royale game.
Party Battle Royale game. Yeah,
Party
yeah.
Royale.
Party Royale. It's quite fun, and it was only recently on PlayStation, but now it has released to Xbox and PC.
It's basically everywhere.
And basically everything. Every modern console and PC and all that have now got Fall Guys as a playable game. It can be fun sometimes, it can be not fun some other times.
No, you're the only one that thinks that.
No, I'm not. Loads of people, I've seen so many videos of people complaining about how bad Fall Guys can be sometimes. But yeah, so Fall Guys is a very, very fun game. It's very child friendly. There is literally no gore or anything at all in it. I'm pretty sure it's rated a 3. Why are you looking at me like that, Connor?
Well, it's about funny bean men that tried to kill each other. I don't think that's very
childish. They don't try and kill each other. You've got to put it in this other way. It's about funny bean men. About funny bean men trying to run for a course to survive, and if they don't, they fall into goop. That's basically what happens.
It's murder.
It's not murder, because they're bean people. You know what's horrifying is the actual art for the skeletons of the bean people.
I will post
that's
that.
Horrifying.
I'll post that on
Don't
the
search
radio,
it
TikTok.
Up. Don't search it up. Oh yeah, also speaking of the TikTok, follow Vectis Radio on TikTok. That'd be great, it'd be fun. And we're gonna post more videos on TikTok soon. But yeah, so back to Fall Guys.
Fall Guys.
So we've already said what it's on. It's a fun game, bean people. You can play up to 4 with your friends. There is a squad mode where you can play with your friends instead of playing against them. Anything else you two want to add on?
It's free.
Hello, this is Cassidy with the Cinema Guide for this week. All of the following films will be shown from Monday to Thursday. The films at Cineworld are The Black Phone, rated 15, Lightyear, rated PG, Jurassic World Dominion, rated 12A, and Top Gun Maverick, rated 12A. The films at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema are Thor, Love and Thunder, rated 12A, Minions, The Rise of Gru, rated U, and Elvis, rated 12A. For more information, including film availability and showtimes, make sure to check the Cineworld and Commodore Cinema.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is hamartia. It is spelled H-A-M-A-R-T-I-A. It is a noun which means a fatal flaw leading to the downfall of a tragic hero, usually characterized by error, guilt, or sin. It can be used in the sentence, he was torn from his sleep before becoming mysteriously delusional, as if acting out Macbeth's hamartia of imagining Banquo's ghost. It originated from the late 18th century from Greek and means fault, failure, or guilt. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
That's the end of the show, so it is time to go. So it's a goodbye from me, Blake.
Goodbye from me, James.
Goodbye from me, Caelan.
Goodbye from me, Ophelia.
Goodbye from me, Jasper.
Bye from me, Connor.
And goodbye from Cassidy.
Bye.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.